This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today, we celebrate a woman who recently graduated with a PhD from Wits. That was in July after facing financial setbacks that led to her becoming a cleaner after matric. Her story of hope, overcoming and, you know, breaking a long streak of generational curses is so inspiring. She actually feared that she would live her whole life as a domestic worker because that's what her parents did all their lives. Now, the deputy head of the Academic Information Systems Unit at Wits University, Dr. Millicent Motiogane, is our breakfast champion. Yo.
And she is joining us on the line right now. Doc, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And how are you?
We are good, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are celebrating you as our breakfast champion this morning. And we want to say congratulations on your PhD.
Thank you.
You know, as a young girl growing up in Mpumalanga, could you fathom, could you imagine that you would ever hear those words directed to you, Dr. Millicent Motiogane?
You know, I must say, I never imagined it, but I at some point I knew that I have it in me. But honestly speaking, when it really happened, I was like, is this happening? But yeah, it's one of those dreams that you thought they were not achievable, but until you are really achieving them.
Yeah, and your story, you know, just a story from those humble beginnings. Tell us about your story, you know, growing up as a child of a domestic worker. How was that for you?
Look, at the time, you know, you think it's normal until you realize that I think there is some level of poverty. I grew up, you know, in a family of four, raised by both cleaners, my mother and my father. They were both cleaners, and they were hard workers, and they did everything for us. But as we grow, you know, after matriculating, it's when I realized that things, you know, opportunities are limited, basically, because I struggled after completing my matric. I wrote my matric, and one of the subjects was not appearing on my certificate. That meant that I don't have a certificate. I have a statement, right? I could not go to university like any other child at that time. Then I enrolled for a certificate at Boston College in Information Technology. Lucky enough, they accepted me. After that, you start thinking about finding a job, and then it was just difficult. So what meant was that I had to see to it, you know, a friend for myself. And the only thing that could come up was cleaning jobs or cleaning opportunities. Where I started cleaning with my mother, you know, cleaning people's houses. And I ended up doing very well. I'm a hard worker, naturally. And I think my breakthrough started there when I was spotted by one of our clients indicating that there is an opportunity for a secretariat job at National Zoo, and I applied and I got that post. And it's then when I decided that this cycle is broken, it ends with me, and then I enrolled for my matric. I upgraded actually with ABET, and I did very well, got my certificate. Right after that, after my certificate, I enrolled with UNISA. I did my diploma in information technology. Exciting moment. I was very happy. I could see the light. I could see that I'm going somewhere. And I never stopped since then. After UNISA, I went to TUT for my BTEC and for my MTEC. And here am I, you know.
Yes.
Here am I, yes. You know, in a red gown.
You know, and maybe let's talk about that. When you officially became Dr. Millicent Motiogane, when you look back, like what kept you? Because we hear about the journey of, you know, PhD, studying MBA as well, that it's equally stressing and it can be so isolating and so stressful. What kept you going?
The journey itself, it's very lonely. But it's your purpose, you know, that keeps you going. Remember, I was on a drive, first of all, to break the cycle of poverty. And I can confidently say it's broken, right? My other quest was a representation in the professional and administrative space. You know, seeing most of professional staff going for that, for those PhDs. Honestly, it was not easy. It took hard work and resilience. You know, I had to make it. To be honest, So yeah, it takes hard work and resilience.
Of course, and Doc, your story
and
is
support as well. You know, support from family, support from you know, your colleagues as well, support from your community, you know.
Doug, I think yours is a story of true resilience and, you know, optimism and hope as well, and just that ability to change the trajectory of your life. And we hope that your story will encourage those that are in this journey of studying and hoping to achieve something of significance in their lives. Thank you for being such a beacon of hope. And that is why we are celebrating you today as our Breakfast Champion. Thank you for your time, and we wish you all the best in all your endeavors. That's the Deputy Head for the Academic Information Systems Unit at Wits University, Dr. Millicent Mateorani.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.